This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella like to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh, hey, oh, hi bitches, I'm back. I was never on vacation. If you were listening to Drag Her, this most recent episode, you know that I have not gone anywhere, and I've been present and responsible and on top of my shit. That's because you're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race UK podcast available to you. If we take a break, there's no one talking about this medium. So I take this very seriously. I would never do that to you. And today's no different. We're doing our international roundup. We're not talking UK, but stay tuned because UK will be coming to the main feed so soon, if not already. We're figuring shit out because, you know, with Drag Race, Celeb Drag Race ending, it's like we need to do something on the main feed. Probably UK. Okay, we're going to talk about this. If you like what you're listening to and you appreciate that we watch 7 hours of Drag Race to bring you these special eps, go ahead and throw me some coins at Mono Agapian and my lovely co-host, Oscar at Ozzymo. So, let me go ahead and bring my diva into the salon, into this circle of influence, so we can have the most important gay conversation in the whole world.
I have so much to say about UK4. Starting off... What?
We're not talking about that.
Wait, no, but...
Don't joke about that.
Wait, no, but we're talking about the international roundup. I did the homework.
No, you did not. I watched UP 4. I also hate that you call it UP. That always drives me nuts.
Okay, well then I can't talk about my love for fan favorite cup of tea.
Cup of tea, yes. We love cup of tea.
Crumpet strumpet.
Oh my God. Remember in season one, the girl, what was her name? Dabina Potato. She was like, red dresses and silver wigs.
Okay, so like, it's like you are hearing secondhand of like, you're like watching another recap Drag Race and you're like, okay, I kind of got the sense of it.
Yeah, it's very that. No, I mean, you're welcome to come talk UK 4. It's just going to go be on the main feed.
Sure. Okay. So that's been bumped up to. Because that got bumped up to series regular.
It got bumped up.
Congrats, UK 4.
Because Celeb Drag Race. Oh my God. All tea. The listeners hate Celeb Drag Race.
I mean, I honestly, you asked me to watch one episode and I watched two episodes. One to talk about it on the pod and the second one with you and Betsy.
Right.
And I was like, I can't. And you know what? I love the
You
Masked
love
Singer,
this kind
so
of
like,
thing.
I love this kind of, but it was just so overly produced and girl, I was so like, nah.
Corny. I think it's okay. But I mean, you know what I think the bigger thing is? I think people just need a fucking break. You know?
You think so?
I think people need a fucking break. And it's like, I think we're all going to watch UK4, but I think people just did not need a reason to keep going.
True. I mean, there's so much content. And I'm going to watch most of it. I don't think I'm going to watch Celeb Drag Race. That shit, what is that even? But I will watch any season that they throw at me because, you know, I'm an avid consumer of reality television and Drag Race. So, you know, they're going to say, listen, they're going to say Drag Race, Echo Park, and I'm going to be watching every second 100%. Of that, you know? So
it's going to be interesting to see. It's a lot. I would like the international stuff to not overlap as much, but I guess that's just impossible.
That's just the way it is.
I wonder if in the future we'll want to do multiple stuff like we've been doing now, or if we just say, hey, guys, right now we're talking about one season.
Well, it depends on what the listeners want. You know, let us know what are the essentials. What are the seasons that we must cover? Also, pay us. Give us some coins.
If you keep the coinage coming, we will do all the coverage. Someone said Drag Race Downtown LA. Very funny.
Love it. Love it. I think I'm competing that season. So
you would. You would slay it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you like Oscars coverage, go give him some coins on Venmo at Ozzymo.
That's right. Listen, I give it to you every ball. Baywatch body with a hurricane face. You know what I mean? I give it to y'all.
She's a nodder body. Welcome to the nodder bodies. You are like hairy as hell right now. Look at us.
Am I?
So...
I know. Yeah. It's all going to go very soon.
Really? It's going to go tight and right for Miss
For
Nix.
Something. For something. For
something. Oh, we can't talk about Can't talk about the project. But, okay, where do we start, Oscar? Holy shit. Should we talk about the winner of Canada?
Let's talk about the winner of Canada. Also, thanks, everybody, for the Dimension 20 love. Also, watch Mono's show. Make some noise on Dropout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a really fun show that you're also on in an when I don't know when your episode is, but you're on it.
Probably not for a very, very long time.
When did they come out? How often do these come out?
If you don't, you host the damn show. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, go look. Go watch our Dropout Dimension stuff. It's really fun. So, whatever. Last time I think we talked, we just had the final episode of Canada's Drag Race to talk. I think that's all we had to talk about.
That's right. Now,
we have our top four.
Okay, so what do you think of the winner? What do you think of
Giselle?
Giselle Lullaby.
You called it, and I said no. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. I think she is the accurate overall winner of the season.
Yes.
I think she is the most rounded, multi-talented queen there. She was a designer. She was a comedian. She did a lot of things very well. I just was so excited for Fierce-alicious to win. You know this.
I mean, I know Fierce-alicious is the long shot. Mm-hmm. I just hate that she was so unceremoniously dropped from the running. Her and Kimmy Couture were sort of like, they were like, you're not good enough. Bye.
And I didn't like that.
Give him something to do. Make him just lip sync. We all know that doesn't matter. The final lip sync does not freaking matter. I mean, but case in point. Case in point, Giselle Lullaby did do a really good job at the lip sync. But if you asked me, a complete gay idiot.
Yeah, stupid.
Jada Hudson won that lip sync, in my personal gay opinion.
Interesting. I need to go look at the tapes again because...
Yeah, review the tapes.
I think it was weird though because I did not think Jada was the top two of the season.
Okay, that I do agree with.
But you're saying she won the lip sync at
the end. She did win the lip. Yeah, she won the lip. Okay, so who was the top two for you? Was it Fierce and Giselle or what?
Yeah, I think Fierce and Giselle is fair.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair top two. I love Jada, but I feel like she just got so much favorable treatment. It was just weird. Yeah.
She's a turnip queen, you know?
Sure. What the fuck does that mean?
Like, she turns up. What do you mean? What does that mean?
I mean, but people just use that word now. You know, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
When was the last time anyone has ever said the word turn up for you?
That's the read of the century. I'm not a turn up queen. I am not a turn up queen. I'm like a... I'm a keep it easy queen.
You're not a turn.
I'm a good time gal. I think I'm a good time gal.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think you're a turn up queen, a good time gal, or a down and rowdy bitch?
I am. I think I can be a turn up queen. Yeah, I'm the turn up queen. I think so. I think I'm gonna say that.
Okay, Jeannie's saying it's turnip queen. so dumb.
Hi, Jeannie.
Okay. Giselle, yeah, sure. She was great. I don't know.
Ooh, so dismissive. Listen, Giselle deserved the win. She was the best. She could do it all. She was the most well-rounded drag queen in that cast. She's really funny. I love seeing a French Canadian queen take the title.
She looked great.
She looked incredible. She looked really good. And she really wanted that title. She did. She like really, really wanted it. So I was happy that she got. Oh, and then this number.
What'd you think about this number?
She was the best in it. She was truly the most well-rounded one, you know?
Yeah. It's surprising. You know, I'm suspicious because the Fierce Alicious's edit was so high octane until the very end. Like, it almost felt like they muted her on purpose.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, she was like, Fierce Alicious was like the person we were watching. And then at the end, her edit got so like, I am okay and everything is okay now.
Yeah.
Having said that, was she as good of a dancer as I thought she would be?
I thought she'd be
maybe a little bit better than she was.
She knows how to walk. She's the Naomi Smalls, you know? She knows how to walk and look pretty. And that's honestly, if you could do that to the rhythm of music, that's dancing.
The rhythm of the night. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, Eldebarge. You know. Do you know Eldebarge?
I'm not Crystal Method. Don't talk to me like that.
You remind me so much of Eldebarge. Kimmy turned up and danced her ass off.
She really, well, that's what she does. Kimmy is a, I would love to see Kimmy perform. Like, she, ooh, you know she's going to give it to us every fucking time.
She had a very Chichi Devane style edit when like there was like, she was so talented, such a great dancer, but for whatever reason at the end, they were just like, you're just not in the final.
Yeah.
Okay, now Jada Shada Hudson in the dancing moment.
What you gotta say? What you mean?
I mean, it didn't give me top two.
Interesting.
Did it give you top two?
I thought she gave something. She didn't give me top two, but like, I like what she was doing.
Yeah.
I didn't like her verse.
Yeah. I get her verse.
I'm going to be real about that. I don't like her verse.
I did not. Yeah. Giselle's look really took it over the edge for me. That hair. I would love that big, wacky hair.
Mm-hmm.
What looks? Come on. That looks so good.
I want that hair too.
Just a brick. Just a neon brick on your head. Does wonders for the shoulders, you know? Just makes you go, ooh.
Yeah, you want to trick the customer, of course.
The customer. So, okay, yeah. I just didn't like, but it does seem like Canada's the only one I can recall in recent memory that they really crowned Giselle in the room, it seemed like.
I know, it did.
It was like, this is real. We're not doing multiple endings. Come on.
Which I appreciate. But also, yeah, I mean, it would be hard because it's either Jada Shada or Giselle. Because there's not three. There's not three or four permutations of who could take the crown. And I think they were just like, yeah, just give it to Giselle.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me ask you this. Overall, what is the legacy of Canada season 3?
None.
None.
There is none. it's another season of television.
Were you not living for this season?
I don't think I'll remember this season very much. What do you think the legacy of season 3 is?
I mean, to me, the...
Quickly. The quickly.
Forget I finished.
Let me ask you a very fair question.
What is the legacy of... Okay, well, here's what I'll say. To me, it feels like, yes, at this point, we ain't new. This is not grade school. Mm-hmm. We know that production has a heavy hand in casting the winner of the season. Mm-hmm. I think this will go down as a season where I have never been so wrong about a winner. look at the receipts, look at my track record. I've been pretty spot on about winners.
Yeah.
I've been pretty spot on.
Or at least close.
No, I've been spot on. Give me an example when I've been wrong, except for this one.
I don't pay attention to what you
say. Okay, so shut up. So I've been pretty spot on when it comes to predicting the winner. This one, I was gooped and gagged because, as I said, I predicted Vivian Vanderpuss to win Canada Season 3. She went home because Kimmy Couture got her out of the running. Kimmy Couture, who seemed to be someone to be in like sixth place in the competition, survived to make it to top four. And there's something really cool and refreshing about that. Okay, we're going to give it to the lip syncs. So this season was legendary in that way of like, okay, maybe it wasn't overly produced and maybe the right winner did deserve to win. So, because also I could see a world where Jada Shada Hudson wins and that, and yeah, she's very deserved of the crown, but it does, it would feel like a production. And you agree with that sentiment too, that like along the way, it felt like production was like very kind to her.
Yeah.
And I do really feel like Giselle was the winner of this season.
Yeah, it surprised me because at the very beginning of this journey, I did not know how Giselle was going to pop. But surprising season. Again, having all that bullshit you just said, I still don't know what what's the legacy? Quickly, what is the legacy?
The legacy is that production, it doesn't, it feels like production let their freaking claw.
That's not a legacy. You're saying they let the show happen?
Yes. I think
interesting.
So.
Interesting. I guess that's a possibility I never considered.
Of course not.
Wait, why you say that?
Well,
why you say that?
Why are you looking so shocked right now?
I want you to clarify what you meant.
I've been saying this. I've been saying this since day 12.
Day 12. Okay. Great. And
I've been saying that. So.
Okay, great. Well, that's great. Day 12. Work.
Also, listen, what do you mean this isn't like, this is a season of Fierce-alicious.
I love Fierce-alicious, but I said.
One of the most iconic characters Drag Race history.
Then I think Fierce-alicious is my answer. Fierce-alicious is what mattered about
this season. Okay, and that's fair. But to discredit Fierce-alicious in this season is dumb. Because the bitch is special. I mean,
that's what I'm saying though. I'm like, why not just take her a little further to the win? It's so funny.
Because it would be like, I don't know, it would be like giving a child Thanos's like infinity gauntlet. You know what I mean?
100%.
Or Lamborghini, exactly. Like,
it would
just be way too much power that she is not ready for.
But I don't know. I'm ready for another villain winner. Let's have another Tyra moment.
We're gonna get it at UK4.
Like Tyra, and remember that?
We're gonna get it at UK4. I know we're not supposed to talk about it, but
we're gonna. Can we remember the moment when Tyra's being interviewed about Sasha Velour and she pretends not to know who she is?
No, I don't know that clip.
Tyra is one of the meanest people in the world. And she's like, they're like, oh, what do you think about Sasha Velour? And she says, which one is that one? And then they're like, she's the one who just won. And then she does this. She's like, oh my God. Oh. And I'm like, I'm not buying it.
Honestly, that's something you've done before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
when
I got on Herald at UCB, we've known each other for decades before that. Someone's like, oh, yeah, what'd you think of Oscar getting on a Herald team? And you're like, and that one is who again?
And they're like, oh, like your podcast co-host. And I was like, oh my God. So let's talk down under. Let's get to
this.
I think we do. Let's get through it. Down under. We had a makeover challenge.
Yes.
We had a makeover challenge.
I did like this makeover challenge.
It was cute.
It was very cute.
I enjoyed how much fun they were having. I enjoyed the fuck yeah-ness of it. This Aussie energy we were getting to see.
I like Queen Kong. Queen Kong finally sort of showed up.
I know, which was so heartbreaking. I was just like, and that's why, like, I did have the winner spoiled for me.
What the hell?
The winner of the show.
What do you mean it was spoiled?
I mean, it was immediately somewhere online, you know, or it was like, wow.
Why do you go to, why do you do that to yourself?
I didn't know it would be popping all the way up on my feed.
No, girl. No, no,
it wasn't even like hidden. It wasn't like swipe to see your queen. It was like, she joins the legacy of crowned winners. You know what I'm saying?
No, girl. I mean, I don't know if you do it like I do it, but before ever recording, I'm like a Mennonite. I'm not on the internet. I don't use running water or electricity. I'm like off the grid before I record these.
You're like,
that's
boiling.
Why I look so disheveled, bitch. I'm like, I'm fucking Emil Hirsch.
Okay. You're fucking boiling your water to prepare it for your tub.
Boiling, girl. No, that's a luxury I cannot afford.
You're so stupid. What do you set it out in the morning sun so that it may heat up just enough for you to bathe your feet, your filth in feet. Bitch, you are from the Bible. You better get over it. I'm going on the social media apps.
Mm-mm. Suicide, no, bitch. Suicide.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Okay, what do you think about her makeover with her beautiful bitch?
This was incredible. This was like absolutely insane.
Her partner was stunning.
What, Sister Kong?
I think it was Sister Kong.
Queen? Sister Kong?
I think it was Sister Kong.
Incredible.
Yeah. Incredible.
10 out of 10.
Weirdly stunning and beautiful and Kardashian-esque.
Yes.
And she wins that one. Molly Poppins and Candy Flippins.
No.
Awful. So bad. No. It was very funny.
No.
Her and the dad, they were just like, they looked like they just like got in a fight with a chalk duster. You know, those motherfuckers? That. Yeah, pretty stupid.
Molly Poppins, what the hell?
Also, the whole slut daughter story is like, no.
I know, so tired. Why do that?
Tired.
Pointless.
Spanky and Flash Jackson. Okay, I love this grandfather.
The star. That's the new.
Such a star.
What's the name of Wintergreen?
Wintergreen.
It's the new Wintergreen.
Yeah, a star. That's how you have fun, girls.
I sort of didn't get this whole like pineapple Hawaiian pizza story.
Were they opposites? Like, I know.
What in the fucking hell?
The pizza slut and a pineapple. Okay.
I was so stupid.
So weird.
And she prepared it. She was like, this is my theme. She like had someone make that fucking pizza slut costume. I'm like,
fucking
what?
It was funny. That grandfather was a star and fully got that drag is fun.
Yes, absolutely. Got the memo.
Hanaconda Heligata.
I loved Hanaconda. She looked amazing.
Hanaconda always looks great. But yeah, her sister. Jesus. Her sister looked like the scary reflection in the Snow White movie. I'm not talking about the queen. I'm talking about that that green-faced reflection. That says, you know what I mean? You are not the fairest in all the land.
Mirror, the mirror?
Mirror, is that what it's called? Mirror.
You don't know what a mirror is?
I'm not a Disney gay like you. I didn't know the mirror's name was Mirror. I didn't know the mirror's name was Mirror, okay?
Okay, wipe away those crocodile tears, bitch.
You're so dumb. Molly Poppins goes home and then we go to our finale.
You were so happy when you said finale.
I am so happy. I mean,
you're like, I don't ever have to watch this anymore. Yes!
Why can't they figure out Drag Race Down Under? Any new observations on why it's like not working?
I don't know.
It's not working.
Idea. It's not working. It's weird. It's like, it's wrong. It's just wrong. And maybe because everything is backwards in Down Under, maybe wrong is right. Maybe that's... You know, because, you know, spoiler, Spanky Jackson
won. Even though
I can't even say it.
You shouldn't say it. The true winner of this episode, hands down, Queen Kong's
Queen
Bulge.
Kong. I'm sorry, what?
Queen Kong's Bulge. She is. You're going to tell me you didn't notice.
What are you talking about?
You're going to tell me you're not noticing her teeny tiny shorts and her wiggling and jiggling in her shorts for the whole episode.
I'm not a pervert like you. I don't look at those kind of things.
Work. Okay, well.
I'm a documentarian.
I had my eyes poked out.
I take notes on the art of drag.
Really?
Not on the art of being a hat.
Really? Well, if you're taking notes, then why is your drag so crunchy?
Because it's meant to be, okay? Because I do it on purpose.
So. God damn it.
I know the rules so I can break them, bitch.
Yeah. So let's talk Spanky. Yeah, what an insane choice for winner. I think
Thoughts on Spanky.
Choice.
What do you think? Thoughts on...
People disagree with us. Thank you for disagreeing with us. We appreciate your opinions. Corey says, strongly disagree. It was a fun season. Winner was well-deserved.
Work.
Spanky is adorable.
Yes.
Sweet. Loves. Funny.
Spanky is honestly the talking head of the season.
Yeah.
Was Spanky.
She's charisma.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She's charisma. Queen Kong is nerve. And I think Miss Hanaconda was talent.
Absolutely. But where's the uniqueness?
But where's the uniqueness? Well, she left.
Okay, here's the thing. Well, first of all, this is the second Kiwi to win Drag Race Down Under, right?
I think you're right.
Wow,
that's interesting.
That's very, very interesting.
That's very interesting.
I do like her story. I like this idea. Here's the thing about Spanky. Spanky's a really good performer. That final number that she did. Like, my eyes was... She really knows how to perform. The bitch still got it. Like...
Yeah, she's cute.
She is fucking incredible. I would love to see her perform.
She's fun.
However, when you have Queen Kong coming out...
I know.
Like, the most majestic executive Pokemon you've ever
seen.
I
know! Giving...
And then...
Tongan, Fijian royalty.
I mean, it's incredible. Then Hanaconda shows up. I mean, the face is polish. Porcelain.
Polish.
The dress, marble. I mean, that is like...
It's a silhouette. You're just like... Surprisingly, we haven't seen.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. I had no notes for that look. I was like, that's the winner right there. Okay. Okay. Anaconda's going to win this season. And then...
I know. And Spanky was wearing something I don't even know if we would wear at our bad drag show.
I don't think so.
A tired, sleepy, stretchy dress with four sequins on it. No.
And it's not even that, because I get it. There is, you know, she probably doesn't have the funds that probably Hannah or Queen has. That's totally fine.
Sure.
My biggest problem was her bust was, girl, it was all over the place.
Her bust? It was,
yeah.
You mean the great googly moogly Jim Henson inspired bust?
Just
that
like
was...
that corset was not cinched all the way. And also it created, like, she didn't have a breastplate, but like the padding was attached to the dress and not like she didn't like stuff her actual tits. So it like had this weird effect where there was a visible gap. It was just a mess. And the wig too, girl, the wig is the bus still running.
So let's just for.
But is the bus still running?
But is the bus still running? Oh my God. When I was young, I was left at a bus stop and
That is definitely Spanky.
Okay, wait, let's just look again at Hanaconda's dress, okay? Stunning amethyst.
This is so beautiful.
Dreams. Mm-hmm. Okay. Unbelievable. Okay. That was stunning. That was gorgeous. Queen Kong, absolute royalty, amazing silhouette.
Gorgeous.
Shocking.
Gorgeous.
Angles,
and it's
waves.
And she had it in her eyes. She was like intense. You know,
yes.
It was just like fantastic. God, she's so good.
And then Spanky.
Closer. Let me see it close.
What?
That's what I'm talking about. The bust area. What's
the
going
bust
on there?
Is going?
What's
wild.
Going on there?
I mean, the bust is in a fight.
What's going on there?
Her two tits are in a fight, and neither
it's
one of them.
It's just like
won.
You know what? It's like if
you want to know what
if penetration got red.
Damn.
Lumpy pads. Bitch,
it's crazy.
You
want to know what
boobs?
I actually think? Conspiracy theory.
Oh, God.
I think, first of all, I think Queen Kong won this.
This season?
I think, yes. I think they wanted Queen Kong on an International All-Stars. Because Queen Kong or Hanaconda on International All-Stars, good story. Spanky Jackson on International All-Stars would just be flattened. She would go home absolutely.
But
first.
See, but then that's is but okay, but then
that's crazy.
The, but then that's the inherent
that's the
problem
of
drag
of crowning.
Style.
Yeah.
Right? Because now what you're doing is you're giving queens who you don't want to see again win a competition.
I know.
And then suddenly, Mano, this is a dastardly thing. Suddenly, you're not vying for the crown. You're vying to
I know.
Be asked to come back. Over and over again, so you can just have a career where you are just doing Drag Race till the end of time.
Isn't that fucking wild?
Jujubee. Like that,
yes.
Then that's the goal.
And
you're so
Monet,
that's the problem.
Your Monet, she won. I meant your fucking Mohearts. Mohart is like now in that category of like, oh, I'm just good at Drag Race. They don't want me to win.
Yeah.
Fucked up. But yeah, another not very good season, in my opinion. I think the queens are talented, but
here's what I'll
the
say.
Show
here's
doesn't
what I'll
work.
Say. With Spanky, I like that someone who is older, she's 37, got the crown. I do like that.
Is she really? How old is she?
She's 37.
Oh my God. I'm 37.
Yeah, you look older than she does.
Thank you. That's what I was going for. they talk about her like she's a fucking tortoise.
Well, a bitch. I mean,
That Mini Cooper was only 50. That's not that old.
Oh my God. That just blew my mind. Because the way they talk about Spanky Jackson like she's in, like she threw the first brick at Stonewall. Like,
oh my God, Corey. Just... Can't wait to look back on this commentary when Spanky wins the next. You know she might.
Okay,
she might,
Corey,
because the only thing that's missing from Spanky, Corey, is her looks.
Corey, I mean, this is very tempting. If she wins All Stars, All Winners, I will step down. I will retire the podcast. I will walk
away from
the podcast.
You heard it here, y'all. You heard it. Timestamp this shit. Clip it right now. Put it on Reddit so the world knows. Do it.
Do it. I mean, that World of Wonder will definitely want her to win. Let's talk Philippines. Let's get into it.
Okay. All I'm saying is that it's just weird to me that I never saw Spanky Jackson. What? Win the thing. Like, it just is, what the hell? What is going on with Down Under? I just don't understand.
I don't get it.
Spanky is charismatic as hell. She's incredible.
But the whole but time you talk about, like, your clothes look horrible.
It's like not good. I don't know. It's not good. It's weird. It's just very strange. It's like a weird message to send to other people. And yes, you're right. Like, maybe their means are like, they do have the means, but some of them probably don't have the means and spend so much money.
Yes.
That for these is... looks. And then they look at someone like Spanky and they're like, oh, I guess I didn't have to, you know,
right.
Sell my firstborn to make this gorgeous garment. You know, I could have just gone to Iguana Thrift and gotten a Marilyn Monroe knockoff dress.
Yeah, I'm so curious. Obviously, we'll never know. But, like, you're just not going to convince me personally that it wasn't a production stunt. And I don't get the story we're telling, because
I'll tell you this, Manu.
What?
I don't think that it was necessarily a production thing as much as it was that RuPaul was obsessed with Spanky Jackson. And you
just
love
saying, fuck yeah.
I guess, no, but you saw the episode. You saw that final episode where everything Spanky said, RuPaul was just, like, absolutely just enthralled by. So, I mean, a lot of it is just, like, RuPaul picks whoever she wants to win. And I'm glad, and I will say that I'm glad that it wasn't some skinny little twink fashion queen.
Sure. I wish it was a queen of color, but...
Oh, no, girl.
That would be nice. But here we are, Spanky Jackson.
I'm just glad to see that a winner can grow.
I'm just glad to see that a winner can spend $72 on their package. Which, what an accomplishment. What a feat. So.
Dude, that dress. Oh, God.
Miss Shutaka.
Oh, yes, Philippines. Finally.
Finally,
we've all been waiting for. Oh,
hilarious, okay. Crazy. How much did they miss this
the
choreo?
Of Australia, you called it justice.
Oh yeah, big time. So can you? There was so much missed choreo in this opening number. The amount they make these girls dance in all of Drag Race Philippines is hilarious.
I'm telling you, just like the amount of work these bitches have to do this season and Thailand. I mean, the amount of work
Tons.
That these bitches do. I'm
Tons.
So shook. I'm so shook. I don't think the U.S. could ever. I don't know. I just don't know.
Also, their choreographer, the uncle character, Ooh! Uncle Ed.
Me?
It's you.
That's
it's
me.
So
That's
you.
That's literally me in like 5 years.
It is so you. Mm-hmm. You're like a grumpy drag father. it's very funny that,
and being
like,
so mean to Silhouette.
I
honestly
love
was
this.
For that. Was
I love
for
it.
That.
It's so cool. It's so much cooler than like the constant Drag Race trope of like, here's our choreographer and I want to fuck him. Like, it's so much more fun to see this character.
Or the trend of like, here's a choreographer. Oh, she competed in. Prior season of Drag Race.
Alyssa right, Woods, like we had...
Electra Shock from Down Under.
Yes. They were given characters, you know, they're giving specific pageant characters, like
this
Too
was
Nice.
Pitched as an improv challenge.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, when it was kind of like a pageant. I guess there was improv there, but it was similar to Canada. The first season of Canada's Drag Race. Do you remember that?
Right, that pageant where it's like, you're the fake one, you're pregnant, all that stuff.
Oh, I love that personality trait. You're the pregnant.
You're the pregnant one. Miss Airhead. We have Miss...
Yeah.
So your thing is, you are pregnant. So you do stuff all pregnant. And then when people yell at you, you react so pregnant. I have to say, I mean, I just just top to bottom, this cast is so, how do I put this? Comedy comes easily to most of this cast.
Yes.
I
mean, listen, this whole cast is full of likable queens. Most of these girls. I mean, honestly, the girls that are left now in the competition, I love all of them. They're so incredible. They're so good for TV. Oh my God, they're great TV. But they're all very funny.
They're hilarious. I mean,
we're not there yet, but when Snatch Game shows up, I'm like, oh, impressed.
Yeah, you know? I know, right? It's like even the people they had trouble with, I was like,
That would have done really well in US.
Yeah, like, and they're just so, I'm really blown away by their natural comedy talent.
Yeah.
They seem to all have a natural knack for the cadence and rhythm of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it could possibly be that that is just very cultural or it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I know we know a lot of fucking funny Filipino motherfuckers.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Also, speaking of which, doesn't Precious Paula Nicole remind you of Eugene Cordero?
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
I wonder if does Eugene watch Drag Race Philippines?
No, I've told him he has to watch though. Okay. I told him like he has to watch. He's just fucking busy Loki in London.
Yeah, of course.
He's gonna watch it because every time I get so excited for him to watch it too because we know how tapped in he is to his heritage. So like to watch and he loves Drag Race. He loves Drag Race.
He competed in Bad Drag Race.
He was amazing. He was incredible.
Girl.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know where to start yet.
Okay, let me ask you this though.
Yes.
Who were the standouts in the pageant? Who was your favorite in the pageant? I'll tell you right now, to me, the winner was Vinyas Deluxe.
I agree that I would have given it to Vinyas over. I think Marina wins this one.
Marina wins that one. Silhouette
for being
does
the
really
slut.
Well, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. But Vinyas took it. Like, she really was like, oh, this is an improv challenge. I'm going to make it an improv challenge.
Yeah.
And overall, like, I don't understand. The judges are not living for Vinyas, and I don't get that.
I'm trying to figure out, is it that weird they're just giving her the quiet edit, or is it that they're not living? Because I know she was almost
they're
in the bottom
living.
In Snatch Game. She was almost in the bottom in
Snatch
Game.
Yeah.
I don't
they're
know what to
living.
Say. I'm obsessed with her. I can't look away. She's again, like you're saying, when you see her on screen, you can't not look at her.
She's just so like I want to be her friend so bad.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, she has that thing that I think Spanky also kind of has, where you're just like, you just open your mouth and you talk and you like, you feel like, oh, this is a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fun, funny, dumb, cute, quick. I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know. It was so funny that like, since we had, cause our whorish character, Marina, like we established that she fucked up the choreo really badly in the beginning and she won.
Yeah, she won.
Huh.
It didn't matter. Why are you acting brand new? It didn't matter.
I know. I'm just saying how weird. And then they make them do a real pageant. I mean, they have like the swimsuit category.
For real. Again, best bit of the swimsuit category is when Vinyas walks out. It's the funniest shit I've ever seen. It broke my brain. It was like, oh, fuck, you can do that. Oh, my God, that's possible. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yawn anyway. You're like, what? Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
It was surprising that Lady Morgana, who is hilarious, missed opportunities to be hilarious.
I think Lady Morgana just gets really nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought she's very funny, but like, yeah, she just got... She's one of those people that's just like off camera. She's really funny.
Mm-hmm. And she hasn't completely harnessed that power just yet.
Right. Yeah, I think it's very true.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Whatever. Sminty, work. She's gorgeous. She's playing a bitch.
Eh, I'm tired of it.
Yeah. They really just think she's gorgeous. And she is.
She is. Absolutely.
Okay, let's get... What do we need to say? I gagged that they made them do dresses in the pageant, and then they said, go get ready for the runway.
What was the runway?
Then the runway, I think, was fuchsia and pink. It was like a pink runway.
Oh, yes.
Let me see. I'll try to go there and then we can see some looks. Coming. It's coming. I'm coming. Lady Morgana, for example, first came out in this pink number. Pink bird. She unfortunately lands in the bottom because of her capri cut.
Yeah, it's just not there, I don't think.
No, it is so funny how like the weird capri leg does kind of just go make you go,
Yeah, no.
No.
The wig too feels, the headpiece and the wig feels a little like, okay, I don't really get this.
Very goofy. Minty Fresh just wearing the duvet cover. Come on now.
Okay, paying homage to Honey Mahogany. So
respect your elders.
Hashtag Bed Bath and Beyonce. Come on now.
I mean, she's like running for fucking, she's running for public office.
Politician. Shout out to Honey Mahogany, who I saw live and was amazing. She was so amazing.
You lived.
I lived. I laughed. I loved. It was incredible.
And you prayed?
No, okay. I don't pray.
Who is this giving pink horse?
Let's see. Oh, that's Precious Paula Nicole.
Precious Paula Nicole, man, I love her. She's a real front runner for me right now.
I think so too. People are sleeping on Precious Paula, but she's very special.
I've never liked a drag queen more and hated her name more. Do you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Precious Paula Nicole is not, giving?
It doesn't give me a damn thing.
It's not giving.
In fact, it's giving me like down south Junior Miss Teen Durham pageant. Now, coming out next, Precious Paula Nicole.
Wow.
Does it not give you that?
No, Precious Paula Poundstone is giving me life.
Okay, Precious Paula. Silhouette coming out. I love that her narrative this episode was, I'm pussy. I might fuck everything up, but I'm pussy. And that's
what
they said.
Well, this is a big transformative moment because she was like, I'm not going to be a dark lady. I'm going to be a not dark lady.
She's funny. She's the, what is she? She's a little Gia Gunn.
I don't know what she is. She's fucking weird as hell. Her like 15 minute monologues after anything happens on the runway is so funny to me.
This is Marina Summers. Okay, sure.
This was cute. This was cute. Don't hate, bitch.
Flowers and florals.
Don't hate. It was cute. It was cute.
It's posh. It's very posh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That the severe bow.
Marina Summers will be top three for sure. She might probably. She might even take the whole thing, to be honest with you.
Probably. Okay. Vinyas. I thought this was fine. Whatever.
What do you mean fine?
They were hating on this.
I loved this. I was living for this look so hard.
I know.
She walked out and I was like, oh, it's
funny.
It's so good. And like,
yeah,
the face mask.
The rollers.
Oh my God. It's drag.
It's so funny.
It's drag, bitch. Like, why were you not living for this drag moment?
They don't get it.
Oh my gosh. It was so amazing. 10 out of 10.
Brigading ding ding ding.
Oh, brigading. Brigading.
Cute. Really cute. Yeah, I love this. Cute. This is how you do a mullet dress. Yeah. It's a mullet dress we've all seen. But she looks stunning. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Intergalactic pink from Eva La Queen. Again, name I hate, queen I like.
I like Eva La Queen a lot.
Eva La
Queen. Also, I love the Untucked. She's like constantly eating in the Untucked. I live for it. Relatable queen.
I haven't gotten to be Untucked yet because I'm watching 90-minute episodes. I know.
So
I
have
know. I. Okay.
So I, have it's I. Just, so like, what's your excuse? What?
I'm bullshit.
You know what? Funnel the fun. Listeners, funnel all the funds you've been giving Mono to me because I'm actually doing all the work here.
Where are the funds? Where
it's
are the
body.
Funds?
It's in my bottom half.
I mean,
you don't see the BBL.
I knew you got a BBL.
You don't see the BBL I have?
You bitch couldn't fit inside my Honda CRV.
So you had to strap BBL. Me on top of it.
Oh my God. And then I had to strap it on. Ew. Listen. Morgana goes up against Miss Ma'am. Miss Honey. Miss Eva La Queen?
I think she goes up against. What does she go up against? Brigading?
Brigading, ding, 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 ding. And then they said, Lady Morgana, you're old. We don't want you here.
Fuck.
Because wow. I don't think she necessarily lost this lip sync.
Oh, I think she did.
You did?
Yeah.
Little too.
Morgana is the lip sync. Morgana is the lip sync assassin of Drag Race Philippines.
Right.
But she's just lip sync so much in the bottom. It was her time to go, unfortunately. And Brigading brought it.
Brigading brought it, and Brigading gave us like pop.
Mm-hmm.
Pop princess. And that hairspray moment was pretty cool. It's always cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah. It's always a cool stunt.
Yeah.
It's always a good ass look. So let's talk Snatch Game. Let's get, because I don't know any of these celebrities.
Me neither.
I don't know a single one. But
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because I'm learning.
Yeah. I mean, I'll forget this all tomorrow.
And they're all very funny, you know?
They were
even though
all
I didn't know who
funny.
It was, I was like, okay, yeah, this is funny. These are relatable, fun jokes.
Yeah, I literally, these people get the music of comedy. I already said that. But like, even the queen where they're like, she's not giving it. I was like, yeah, she is.
She was funny. Yeah, she was very
who
funny.
Was it at the front who was playing, what's her name? Oh, God. Person at the front playing, oh, God, what was her name?
What Samantha did she do? Did she do anything that was memorable to you at all?
I just thought her name's Elizabeth R. Okay.
I just thought her face was funny.
Who are you talking about?
Who is playing Elizabeth R?
Brigading!
Yeah, I didn't think Brigading was that bad.
No, she wasn't. But everybody else was so good. It was like, well, out of all of them, she did the weakest.
Right, but like she was just like the fact she was like holding her face, just like big
I don't think she did any jokes as a thing. She didn't like say her characterization was good.
Yeah.
She did not do jokes, right?
Yeah.
But I think that kind of that stuff you can get away with in the US Drag Race. You cannot get away with that in the Philippines.
It could have also been since I was going off of the physical comedy harder because, you know, you're reading, you're watching, you're reading, you're watching.
So that's much hard for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, reading is not hard for me, but watching your busted mug, that's hard. But reading I can do.
So this must be painful. And I love watching you squirm.
It's hell. It's hell. Everyone made me laugh. This prime minister election character was the winner for me.
Marina.
Marina.
A huge surprise. Marina Summers destroyed.
So dumb.
Destroyed Snatch Game. So perfect dumb. Characterization, perfect yes ending. What a great improviser. Wow, 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 wow.
And then went really dumb. I'm trying to remember what she did when she was like doing this. It was so dumb. It was immense. It was supremely stupid and genius.
So good. So
it was perfect because she like had a character and she committed to it, but then she also like that was not in character. It was just playful and dumb.
That's how you win Snatch Game.
Yeah.
That's how you win Snatch Game. That's how you get moments in Snatch Game.
So funny. So fucking funny. Everyone they slayed me down. I don't have much. I don't have any critiques.
I will say, you know, Vinyas was it wasn't that she was bad. It was that she was trying to do too much.
Uh-huh. Because she played two characters. Yeah.
Two characters, which is not anything new that happens. It happened with Bob. Sure. You know what I mean?
It happened with a lot of characters, a lot of peeps.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It happened with a lot of peoples.
Yeah, Bob and who else? Why am I struggling?
Nina West played two?
Nina West, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, and those whatever. People usually do well, but Vinyas was thrown, and she did her fun character first, and also, and I don't know if this was, like, shady sabotage, but her asides to Silhouette, she was trying to be a little shady with Miss Silhouette, but Miss Silhouette said, ha, ha, ha!
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And the listeners called us out because they said, we called Silhouette going home for Snatch Game.
I mean, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said she was going to go home.
I agreed. I thought she would be done. I didn't think she had it.
She proved us wrong. Because the bitch ended up winning Snatch Game.
Wow. Do you think it was the right win? I mean, I did like that character. I don't know who the hell that character was. And
some
I was
doctor.
Impressed. Who?
Some plastic surgeon.
Oh, some doctor. That's a hard, low energy.
Yeah.
Characters like that are very risky in a game.
Absolutely.
Like Snatch Game.
Especially when they said that character isn't inherently funny.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? She wasn't known for being funny. So the fact that like Silhouette was able to find characterization, right, was very fun. And also on top of that was able to volley.
Mm-hmm.
I think, oh my God, there's a moment where Jiggly says to Silhouette that she was able to volley really well with the other queens, but she doesn't say the word volley. She says something else that was wrong. And it made me laugh. And I don't remember what the word
rally?
Was.
Rally? Did she say rally?
Something like that. It wasn't, I don't know what it was, but I think she meant to say volley and she didn't say volley. But
that's funny.
Listen, relatable. I say that all, talk like that all the time.
It makes sense.
But
I'm not
Silhouette, I
I'm
think,
not listening
had a harder
to Jiggly about advice on Snatch Game.
I mean, she does give good advice, but
she does.
She didn't. She didn't.
But
do
it
right
is
well
funny. No, it's very.
I think Marissa Summers was funnier, but I think Silhouette had a harder task, and I think she did really well. So
Marissa.
Marina Summer.
Now, okay, how do you feel?
Here's Lobby. Thank you. Lobby. That's what it was, no. Lobby.
How do you feel about Paolo as host now that we're deeper into the season? Are you buying it?
No, I mean, I said it before and I'll say it again. She's getting fed all of her lines and it's very obvious. But mm-hmm. I do like Paolo, especially in this last episode. Did you see this last episode?
No, the latest one? No.
Okay, yeah. So in this latest one, she like feels a little bit more loose. I inherently like Paolo. Mama Pao is just being fed these lines and it's very obvious. But I like her. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she's super likable. But yeah, there's a little bit of a stiffness that's still there.
It's also so weird how like close up they have Mama Pao in her in the runway.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just insane close up. So you can see her eyes go everywhere and like all these pauses and stuff. It's like you can edit around those moments.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I mean, every angle of Philippines, let's not forget, it is filmed on a tin can. So with that, you said, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Supreme is the best of the international hosts, I mean.
You think?
I know. What do you mean, I think? I know, for sure. What do you think?
Maybe. May I would put Brooklyn. I would throw Brooklyn in the mix.
Okay, problematic.
I mean, I would probably above those put Art and Pangina.
True.
I would,
but I like Art. Supreme. I like Supreme more.
Okay. I like Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. She's fine.
I'm not trying to convince you, bitch. If you don't like her, you don't like her.
I don't. I would.
And I
would.
Don't like
I would
you,
put.
So
okay. So are you happy? if you're gonna call me bitch, call me Miss Bitch. Okay. let's talk about these runways. What was the prompt? Feathers? Red? Divas? Divas!
Oh no, this was the reveal. Oh girl.
Reveal.
This was the cursed reveal runway.
Cursed.
Oh no.
You know,
yeah, listen, this was actually one of the better ones.
Yeah, that one
but
worked.
Girl,
but is it a reveal?
Down.
Right. It was like the Akira C. Davenport flower skirt down.
Like, what in the
but
hell?
But at least she didn't have a mishap. Huh?
I don't get it. What is that?
Okay, this is wild. This one from the dress into the dress.
From my girl Marissa Summers.
Marissa Summers.
From Marissa Winters.
Marissa, a queen for all seasons. Marissa Winters.
No.
And you can like still see the like.
No.
It's a pretty dress.
No.
Okay. This one, this like tart.
Oh, yeah.
That reveals into.
This clash fashion moment.
This was so clashing. This was.
Oh, girl.
The black.
I like the outfit. I like the outfit, but
no.
As a revelation. No. Miss. No.
It's
just not happening.
The only revelation I had was that I can't watch this anymore. That's the revelation I had.
Blink, blink.
I did like this Pokemon one. I lived for this one.
Really? Oh, because you're such a gamer.
It was just, I mean, it's
you're a gamer.
I'm not.
Let me play my video games.
You literally own a gaming chair. You literally own a gaming chair.
Where?
In your fucking office.
Where?
In your fucking office.
Well, I'm not in my office today, am I?
This one was at least fun and interesting to me.
Girl, no.
Why?
No.
Why not?
Girl, what was... No. Eevee into Flare... Girl, no. The Pokemon company's embarrassed.
You don't like it because it's not canonically correct? It's not like...
No, it's canonically correct. I mean, if they had a... If she had a flame stone, absolutely, that would be canonically correct.
So you know it is.
And Eevee does evolve into Flareon.
Okay. So you do know.
You know, it's embarrassing.
Thank you.
And you know what?
And
it's
I thank
that you.
You
don't know.
And
because
I
Eevee's
thank
the gay
you.
Pokemon.
Tool gay.
Just
come on,
so you know.
Tool with the felt and the hair and the fabric.
Oh, God. It was just not a cute look. I didn't. I was not living.
I thought it was cute. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is it changing fashion? Absolutely not. Okay, this was a hard.
I wish you said absolutely.
Vinyas Deluxe, what the fuck happened? I'm like, girl, wait, what? Wait, what?
Girl.
Wait, and then wait, why didn't she reveal?
Girl.
Wait,
girl.
Wait. And then why didn't she take it off?
Girl.
I'm so confused.
Girl. This is a mess. Who she thinks she is, Monet Exchange? No.
That was so weird. Why she
It was really bad. Because the dress that she walked in was beautiful. Oh my God.
Right.
But then to put a literal frock? What in the Spanky Jackson are we talking about here? No. No, girl.
This
take this shit off.
So confusing. And then she's like, ugh, no.
Miss Jeannie wants us to show the clip again, so show it.
Okay, it's a mess. Here, I'm going to show it again. Okay, this moment is so fucking weird. Okay, here we go. And then we'll talk about silhouette giving Tina Turner.
Oop.
Look at this. Okay, so
I was like,
there's
oh, she's
going to
have big
dress.
Hair under there. Wait, what?
The reveal was that the dress kind of came from the wig. No. Okay. Silhouette's Tina Turner is very funny. I was impressed with how she did her reveal.
Like, what? Tina Turner? God. That's like me at a sketch show. Like, no.
That was me
auditioning for SNL. No.
It was very funny to be like, to go from Tina Turner to just two evening gowns. Oh, and she thinks she is so.
But of course, she's
pussy.
Doing the most because you know she's doing the most. You know, I gotta appreciate someone like Silhouette who, like, look at her. She's like, I'm cunt. You can't tell me nothing in this Forever 20 dress.
It's not even 21.
No, it's not even.
It's just Forever 20.
She can't
20.
Drink yet. No, she can't drink yet.
She can't.
No.
Oh my God.
No, you can't tell me nothing. With the flattest wigs imaginable.
Well,
volume is Silhouette's worst enemy.
Yeah, it's her kryptonite. It kills her. It kills her. Volume and self-awareness.
You know, I live for Silhouette.
Let's talk Eva LaQueen giving the paint.
Also,
hold up.
You don't know this, but in the Untucked, which you haven't seen, they cut to Silhouette's like partner and her
fucking
bizarre dog. People in the chat, you know what I'm talking about. This dog. The dog killed me. But damn, Silhouette's partner was fucking hot as hell.
Damn. Okay, they show it really quickly at the end of this episode where they're like, I talked, my partner chimed in, and I'm so emotional.
Did that give you Tia Coffee vibes, that salsa dress you revealed? And honestly, I thought I would never see that ever again. And
I'm going to say it made Tia Coffee's look really good.
Ooh.
Honestly.
Ooh.
So this paint dress, I actually like this look. I mean, I thought it was not, it took a long time to happen.
I mean, this is a cursed thing. Remember when I think Bimini tried to do it? And it just
didn't work.
Like, this kind of didn't work.
Yeah.
But I liked how Filipino it was.
I do wish she just had like scissors to like pop it open.
I love that wig though. That wig was
cool.
Chef's kiss.
Yum, 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 yum. Wait, what? That's how you, wait, what? Get your lips off my food if that's how you chef's kiss. You're all.
Sorry, I don't eat Taco Bell. I would never.
Oh my God. Kind of like your butt when you eat Mexican food. do you know what I'm talking about? You know exactly.
No, what the hell is that?
It's just for the listeners. Anyone So we have Silhouette.
Okana Warrior did it too, and she did it really well.
Work. Silhouette wins. Wow, the
gives
winner.
A 25-minute monologue.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay, I'm seeing her partner now. This fucked up dog.
The dog.
Oh, so the dog is...
has seen so fucking much.
Yes. Yeah, please.
Show it. No, hold it. Hold it.
Oh my God.
The real star.
This dog is dying. There's no way this dog is still alive. That dog died the moment the partner turned off the camera.
This man weakened and Bernie's the dog.
Absolutely. The dog was already dead. She's like, we just have to just pretend it's alive until she comes back.
One more time. Please, one more time.
One more time.
We can move on. Please, please, that dog. That
okay.
Dog is the star of Drag Race Philippines. I'm sorry.
Here we come.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Here we go.
Oh, that dog is actually Silhouette. You naughty for that. You naughty nurse. You naughty for that. Oh, my.
Just
there's nothing funnier.
So Silhouette wins, and then we have a bottom two, which is very
Holy
emotional.
Shit. Oh my God.
Very emotionally, we have Sminty.
Why do you call her Sminty?
I don't know.
Like she's a pirate in Peter Pan, bitch. No. Minty Fresh.
Minty v. Sminty. No, Sminty. Brigga digga ding 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 ding.
Her name is not Sminty. The hell? Like Marissa Summers is not Marissa Summers. It's Marina Summers.
I know. There's a Sminty on UK4.
Well, I wouldn't. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Of course.
Yes.
Of course
I know. I just think it's wild that we have two of the same names. Okay.
It's Minty Fresh, not Sminty.
Okay. So Minty and Brigading Ding Ding Ding. Do you think this was a deserved double shot?
It was hard to tell who won that lip sync.
It was hard to tell. I did go back and forth. I was like, they're both giving pop. They're both giving face. They're doing a little bit of silly. We have a messy death drop, but we have a death drop.
Yeah, it's a bit messy. But if you had to give it to one, who would it have been? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Brigadier. Sminty. I just wanted to say Sminty to make you mad.
Nothing you can say makes me mad.
I have no effect on you?
Well, your words don't matter to me, so.
Okay. Feels like the fact that you're saying that is proof that they do matter.
Mm-mm.
And it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to have feelings.
You can never hurt me.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know, congratulations, you are the winner this week. Anything you want to say? Are you feeling any emotions?
No.
Okay, well, just kidding. That? You're actually in the bottom two this week.
And still I rise.
And still I rise. Yes. The smell of shit usually does rise.
Okay, here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about this episode of Drag Race Philippines. I tweeted about it and it got like maybe very little likes.
Sure.
That's because I don't really go on Twitter that much.
Sure.
But I did say that this was a perfect example of what Durig was saying of just because you had a bad drag doesn't mean you have a bad day.
Yes. Yes.
This is
yes.
Literally what she meant when she said her goodbyes. And she said that she switched it around. But this episode proved that just because you have a bad drag doesn't mean you have a bad day. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because no one was sent home, even though the drag was bad.
Yeah, but they just decided they liked these two. They're very thin.
Oops.
So yeah, I mean, I would have rather have seen someone go home just to like get this roast a cooking.
Damn.
But they did good. They did really good.
I think the roast was already cooking, bitch, so.
Yeah.
Just wait for the next episode, I'll tell you that much.
Oof. Ooh. Okay, I'm
just
excited.
Just wait.
Damn.
Just wait.
I'm excited. Ozma, mm-hmm. where can we support you before we say ta-ta?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram if you haven't already. Please follow me. I'm very fun. At Ozzymo.
I'm very fun.
O-Z-Y-M-O. I am. I'm fun, aren't I?
You're adorable.
Okay, thank you. O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, also on Twitter. Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. Also, send me some money, please.
Yum, yum, yum.
I need to get around LA and I don't have a car. So just give me some funds on Venmo, Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Yes. And what a gag. What a world. If you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us here at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast and say mm-hmm. something. It really matters. It really matters. I read them even when they're really mean and cruel. I read them and I go, I salute you. I honor your opinion.
Do you get mean ones?
Oh, yeah. There's a good one if you want to go to.
Are you serious?
Someone got really mad recently. And that's fine.
Why?
It's their right. Oh, because we didn't watch the episode. I guess because we lied about reviewing the episode.
What the hell? Did I have anything to do with that?
No, shockingly, because every time I think of lies, I think of you. And if you want to throw me some coins, throw me some names. Throw me some names. Catch me outside. At Mono Agapian, Venmo, PayPal. We love you. Oh, bitch, Ozma. And stay tuned because we'll be announcing the future plans for Bad Drag Race at mm-hmm. Bad Drag Race.
Yes, follow us there too.
Yes. We should have a full audition, it seems like.
Submit your tapes.
It's a 40-hour tape. okay, till next time. Let the music play. Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.